The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. You're joining us on this Monday, 18th day of February, 2019. And from God's green earth, or is that God's waiting room, down there in Florida, Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hello there, John.
How you doing?
Good, good. Good day today. Yep. Nice warm day down here. 86 degrees.
It was 87 here Friday.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and then the following day, it was 46 degrees.
Climate change.
All of our trees are blooming down here. It's the middle of February. I still have a pot full of petunias, purple petunias, left over from last year that didn't quite die off. It looked like it did. And all of a sudden, it decided it wanted to come to life. I'm pretty amazed. It must be climate change.
Probably.
Yeah. It changes all the time. I was talking to one of my weekend board ops, and he follows all this scientific oddity stuff. He said, the pole, the magnetic pole, has actually shifted. It's shifted, I don't know how many degrees, toward Russia. And I'm sure this is some kind of plot that was gotten together with Donald Trump and the president of Russia. It is different. It is different. I can't exactly put my finger on it, but they have been predicting that, every so often that we go into a kind of a glacial age. There's all kinds of climate change on their Earth, and has been ever since the Earth was formed. I mean, 65 million years ago, and it's pretty much, a standard now, that 65 million years ago, a big fat asteroid hit down around the Gulf of Mexico, and that's what wiped out the dinosaurs. And they've got a lot of scientific proof to back it up. So, at any rate, otherwise, where would human beings be? I don't know. Would they have been food for Tyrannosaurus Rex? And what would they look like 65 million years later? I don't know. But yeah, the climate always changes.
Do you remember that Gary Larson cartoon, Why Dinosaurs Actually Became Extinct? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
And it showed dinosaurs smoking cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, and you see, they tried to pull the... I got to keep track of a better record of the scams and the lies that are... they try to shove down people's throats, because it's been pretty amazing. Didn't you believe growing up that the reason why we had oil is Dino the dinosaur dropped dead in a certain spot, and then all the earth kind of went on top, and then all that pressure, and there's a pocket of oil?
Yep.
You believe that, right?
I did it one time as a kid, yeah.
Well, isn't it strange that since we found out that that's not the case and oil keeps forming all the time, and it seems like we got a lot of that black stuff under the earth, but just when we find out that there's more oil, all of a sudden we've got CO2. We've got climate change. We've got that nasty stuff that well, we shouldn't burn because it's very hard on people and plants. And au contraire, CO2 is what fires the green system on this planet. These little buggers, these green leaf things, they take in the carbon dioxide and they turn it into what?
Oxygen.
There you go.
Yep.
And the oxygen levels on this planet have been higher at points. Some put it at 30%, but it's down somewhere around, what, 19-20% now? Our atmosphere is 20% oxygen. It was higher in the past. So we are highly adaptive. We're probably the only ones that could survive another ice age, which scientists are looking at every 90, 100,000 years. You know, you get that little cold that creeps down real hard. You get a real hard freeze, like you're under layers of ice. So, you know, I'm not going to be around to witness the future, that far into the future, but yeah. Wonder what they're going to be saying then. Oh, well, see here, it was definitely climate change. You know, that's why we're having glaciers. And
You know, wouldn't it make sense, John, to these tree huggers, tell them to plant more trees?
Well,
if CO2 levels are high, plant more trees, takes in the CO2, make more oxygen.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, the Audubon Society and the tree huggers, all the organizations out there, they were on a tear for a number of years. Love the planet, plant a tree. I remember that campaign. Of course, that was, what, 20 years ago? But it's not even the green leafy stuff on dry land that provides most of the oxygen to Earth. It's actually the Earth's oceans that are comprise, what, 73-74% of the entire surface of the planet. They're still having a hard time figuring out, well, wait a minute, if this planet started and it was nothing but molten rock and everything was so bubbly and boily, and, well, where the heck did all this water come from? I mean, we've got deep puddles of water on this planet, some as deep as 2.5 miles and even greater. That's a lot of water. Where did it all come from? Somebody left the spigot on or the toilet running or something? I don't know. But they'll come up with an explanation one of these days, I'm sure. Hey, you get a chance to look at what I had posted up?
A lot of them, yeah. Which one? Which one do you want to talk? Which one do you want to talk about?
Let me see here. Let me jump into this. This is a good one. And remember me, folks, saying that here's the big scandal. They keep accusing Donald Trump of collusion with the President Poodie-Poo. And that all they got together to beat up on poor Hillary and rob her of the election. Okay. Well, Greg Hunter over at USA Watchdog actually talked to a CIA officer and whistleblower, Kevin Shipp. Are you familiar with Kevin?
I am not.
I'm going to have to get him on the show one of these days. He says the reason for all the crime and the treason at the FBI and the DOJ all boils down to one thing. The Clinton so-called charity. And I'd be kind of... I've been watching Hillary. She's kind of been laying low a little bit. She won't say whether she's going to throw her hat in the ring for 2020. You can bet she's not going to. No, not going to. Shipp explained, he said, Hillary Clinton was running and is running a global finance criminal syndicate. And she was using these secret servers to conduct Clinton financial money laundering business. Oh, remember after all this about the emails and everything? She just closed down the Clinton Foundation. Now, generally, foundations are what are supposed to outlive you. You start these wonderful charitable groups, and it's got your great name on there. And even after you shuffle off the mortal coil, there's your foundation and your name, so people remember you. Well, Shipp said the shocking thing about all that is all the former directors of the CIA that have come out in support of her, from Clapper to Brennan to Morrell to Robert Gates, supporting her being elected, knew about the criminal syndicate. Comey was protecting it. Lynch was protecting it. Weissman was protecting it. And that is a big why. Why she's got, what does she have on all these people? Are they financial ties? They had to be aware of this, especially the counterintelligence units. We know it was hacked in by Foreign Intelligence Service because it was just hanging out there. Hillary Clinton was running a secret server outside the Department of State for the purposes of laundering money through the Criminal Clinton Foundation. And the question is, are all the crimes and treason the Clinton Foundation the anvil that is about to drop? It's just not an anvil. I think it's a mountain in the nexus of everything. This Clinton Global Initiative, or the CGI, is worldwide, and it's been out there for a couple of decades. It is now intertwined with former directors of the CIA and the FBI. George Soros is a part of it. It's connected to all kinds of global financial institutions. It is at least worth $100 billion. Now, all these people protecting and defending Hillary and knowing about her criminal syndicate, this goes into the so-called deep state of our government, and it is connected, involved, and intertwined in the global criminal crime syndicate called the Clinton Foundation. This is probably going to be the biggest scandal in U.S. history once it's busted. I think they are quietly working on it right now, and I think they have been for the last year. It's so huge. The arrests and indictments could cause a constitutional crisis with some people being removed. Maybe that's why they're moving so slowly. Now, it all comes back down to the Clinton Foundation and the criminal syndicate. And the question was asked, is former Obama involved with the Clinton crime syndicate? Yeah. Chip said, I'm absolutely convinced of it. George Soros gave $30 million to Obama's campaign. Then he gave $27.1 million to Hillary's campaign. Both Obama and Clinton are tied directly into George Soros. And Obama was put into office with millions of dollars that came out of nowhere. And yeah, he's part of the cabal. It's part of this global syndicate, and in my opinion, the subversion of our government. And in closing, Shipp contends there could be a constitutional crisis in that we could see congressmen, senators, former directors of the FBI, the CIA, walked after they received charges. Now, could you imagine if senior DOJ officials were arrested, some Congress critters, senators were arrested, and other government officials were arrested on charges and then walked out of office? That's the constitutional crisis I'm talking about. Those kind of high-level arrests would shake up this nation. It'd be party day for me. He says it would be huge, and that is why it's taken so long and in methodical in doing this. Now, I've said this before. I see a lot of guys out there that might have worked for the CIA or the FBI, and they're whistleblowers. I've kept an eye on Shipp, and I'll tell you what, he's been accurate. So if we're to believe anything, and folks, I'm not in a rush to believe anything or anybody. You know, I trust, but I verify. And if you're not that way in your life, you should be. But at any rate, you know, does it make any sense that, why was our former, our Louisiana governor that was senator that, well, he was Trump's supporter. He takes the attorney general spot, and then when the heat gets turned up a little bit and all this supposed collusion's going on, the good senator pretty much bows out of any activity. Now, Rosenberg, whatever the heck his name is, another revelation here. It looks like he was really in on a collusionary conspiracy to try to nail Donald Trump and try to get him out of office and the 25th Amendment and all this other stuff. People should be standing and cheering Donald Trump, not trying to throw the guy under the bus. Is he perfect? No. Hell no, he's not perfect. But I'll tell you what, he's exactly what this country needed at this time. You know, would I prefer my presidents to be, a little bit more staid and reserved? Well, in real crisis, you need real people, and I think that's exactly what Donald Trump is. A lot of people say that he's just a plan, he's there to, okay. I've heard a lot, but I don't see any evidence of that. And people that keep telling me, well, he's not done anything that he promised since he was in office. Yeah, he has. Now, the go-around here with the border fence, you said it last week, Steve. Mm-hmm. What about this big drug dealer that they just put in prison that's got $15, $16 billion?
Right.
Can't they, you know, asset forfeiture? Can't they take that $16 billion?
I don't understand why they couldn't.
I don't understand either.
I like to see what the Democrats say no to it, why they couldn't. Maybe it's for their illegals, I don't know. But it seems to me, civil forfeiture, it's supposed to be split up upon the different agencies, intelligence agencies and law enforcement, I understand. I talked to Mike Rivera about that. And so, the government has a need. They have the income now. Why not? Makes sense.
Robert in California. This guy called up at the beginning of the show and going, you taking any callers? Go ahead, Robert.
How are you doing, John? I hope your day has gone well.
It has not been that bad, and it was better than last Friday.
Go figure, you know, these days. Well, you know, petunias, are you serious? Those are annuals, if I don't remember. I'm surprised they survived the frost. I imagine the folks in Minnesota must really hate you right now.
Well, but you know what? They kind of snicker at us during the summertime where they got 80s, 70s, and 80s up there. We got 100, 110, 115 sometimes down here. So it balances out. We get to snicker at each other at different times of the year.
And mosquitoes the size of sparrows, but that still wasn't the reason I called. So, I've been really thinking a lot about this border wall thing, and it's kind of ironic. You guys were just discussing that when you hopped me up on the phone line here. How do you feel about the decision that Trump made there? I'm kind of reserved about it myself. I'm not sure how to feel yet.
Well, there has been a lot of information floated out there, and I'm sure that most of it is not accurate as to what Trump is doing, why he will cave to the Democrats. I think he checked this out before he signed the bill, which keeps the government funded, by the way. But I think the American people were tired of the fight. They were tired of hearing the Democrats and all their silly stuff. Nadler just came out and said, well, look, if Donald Trump can declare a national emergency in the country over this stupid wall, when we have a Democratic president, we'll just let him declare a national emergency and we'll just take all your guns. Oh, I would love
that. Yeah, let Nadler come and get them.
Well, no, I would love them to do that because we would do something that should have been done years ago, and it's a good old-fashioned house cleaning. Now, I don't have any doubt, Robert, that Trump is going to get his wall built. It's been hodgepodged. It's a political hot potato right now. I think he signed the funding for the government just to shut them up when he knows he has another way that he can get the money and do the job. And by the way, he's got about another 5 years to build that wall. Did you know he's going to be elected?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
As long as he gets reelected, yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I hope he does. Well, he's done some good things so far. He seems to be a little bit stupid in politics and really good at business, but he's still got my vote.
Well, you know what? As far as politicians go, they're not statesmen. They wouldn't know the Constitution literally from a roll of toilet paper. They have about as much disdain.
Yeah, look at Nancy Pelosi as an example. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is a great example. Well, how about our governor, Gavin Newsom, over here? Nuisance. Mr. Nuisance, I call him. You know, I've been out in the streets a lot more lately. I just got laid off my job a couple of weeks ago, and I've been kind of, socializing with folks and checking out what the atmosphere feels like here in California. And I live just north of the Bay Bridge, so I'm right in the middle of hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, believe it or not, a lot of the people that I've been talking to out here are really fed up with this whole idea of socialism, liberalism, and this whole democratic spiel. And I'm really liking it. The reason is because they're all starting to realize that this whole thing is a bovine excrement.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to let you go. I hear a break coming up, but I appreciate taking your time, and I hope you appreciate mine. In the meantime, you guys have a great day.
Well, since you're between jobs, you got a lot of time to pack. Why don't you get the hell out of California?
Well, because you haven't offered me a radio show yet. Last time I called in, you threatened me with...
Oh, it's break time. It's break time.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know.
We are back. You know, there's been quiet whispers, Steve, that a lot of the on-the-fence Democrats before, they didn't know that they liked Trump. He's not the most conservative president we have ever had. I will admit that. Right. And the whisperings are that what they're seeing coming out of the Democrat Party, they did not do themselves any favors with occasional Cortez there. But a lot of people are really thinking about next election voting for Trump. Which,
you know, you played a clip last Friday that I was really impressed with that spoke about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the new Green Deal. I think that little clip you played, man, that put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the person said?
No.
Well, they said that she was picked. She was handpicked. She came out of nowhere, attractive, halfway attractive, young, identified with the young people, and pushing the Agenda 21.
Yes.
Okay. This is definitely part of the puzzle there. I listened to that and I thought, you know what? Yeah. Where'd she come from? You know, it made perfect sense. It really did.
Well, it's the same place Obama came from. Here is a guy that I didn't even know he was a U.S. senator. then all of a sudden he's running for president, and all of a sudden he's got the presidency. You know, where did this guy come from? Yeah. And nobody, and I mean absolutely no, well, only the people that smelled a rat when Obama popped up on the scene. But people were looking at Obama and said, well, let's do a little background on this guy and who his mentors were, who his real daddy was, or the people that raised him. They were communist, dyed in the wool, flat out communist. And nobody really wanted to pull that up and talk about it. You know, I think there were a lot. We endured 8 years of this guy. Because I think the major thing is nobody wanted the first black president of the United States, and they couldn't even get a whole black president. They had to get a half white, half black. But here we are. We've got Obama. And nobody wanted to speak out because they didn't want to appear that it might have been racially motivated. Now, racial motivations, a lot of people felt relieved. Well, maybe this will quiet everybody down. We have our first black president. And then it turns out, and I'm about 89.5% sure on this one, that Obama really was a homosexual, and Michael really is a transvestite, like Joan Rivers said. You know, a couple of weeks after that happened, she made a statement. Oh, well, everybody knows the president is gay. And everybody knew that Michael was a transvestite. And I've seen the videos. This isn't trick photography or CGI stuff. Michael's got junk.
You ever seen Michelle Obama? You ever seen her bikini on the beaches?
No.
No, you're not going to. But do you remember seeing Jackie Onassis?
Yeah.
On the beach. Yeah. Almost every president, every young president's wife, we've seen in bikinis on the beach somewhere, you know. But no, you're not going to see Michelle Obama in a swimsuit.
Did you ever see Michelle Obama, any pictures of her being pregnant?
No.
Not a one.
Not one. You can't find any baby pictures either.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, there's some stuff posted on the site. I'll have to dig it out. But when Obama was a younger man, he was dating somebody. And I want to say the name was Richardson. I might be wrong. But his friend Richardson, that looked an awful lot like Michelle, was actually a guy. I'm sorry, Mike? Robinson. Thank you. Yeah. Robinson. And a striking similarity between, well, that's her name, Robinson. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, gosh. At any rate, did you watch 60 Minutes yesterday?
I caught the clips about Andrew McCabe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. So, he just self-incriminated himself. He's in trouble now.
Well, I mean, here is the deputy to the FBI. And basically admitting that there was collusion. There was Rod Rosenstein in there. Well, I'll just do the story. How's that?
Sure, let's do it.
Two Trump cabinet officials were ready to support a DOJ scheme to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump, according to Bloomberg and Fox News. Citing closed-door testimony from the FBI's former top lawyer, James Baker, who said that the claim came from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The testimony was delivered, and I'm quoting them, the testimony was delivered last fall to the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Fox News has confirmed portions of the transcript. It provides additional insight into discussions that have been returned to the spotlight in Washington as fired FBI Director Andrew McCabe revisits the matter during interviews promoting his forthcoming book. Is it going to be selling that book from jail? Can you take royalties? Can they put that in here? Can they put that in your account? More on this when we get back, folks. 800-313-9443. We're here. Where are you?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, Rosenstein, who is slated to leave the Justice Department in the near future, has denied anything and everything. Baker said McCabe was cool, calm, and collected throughout the discussions, telling lawmakers at this point in time, Andy was unbelievably focused and unbelievably confident and squared away. I don't know how to describe it other than I was extremely proud to be around him at the point in time because I thought he was doing an excellent job at maintaining focus and dealing with a very uncertain and difficult situation. So I think he was in a good state of mind at this point in time. McCabe, meanwhile, told 60 Minutes in an interview that Rosenstein was concerned about Trump's capacity. According to McCabe, Rosenstein raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort, adding that Rosenstein was definitely very concerned about the president, about his capacity, and about his intent at that point in time. Rosenstein was actually openly talking about whether there was a majority of the cabinet who would vote to remove the president. Scott Pelley did the CBS News interview, to which McCabe replied, "That's correct, counting votes or possible votes." Now, the New York Times, of all creatures, first reported last year that McCabe alleged in memos that Rosenstein had talked about using the 25th Amendment to oust Trump or wearing a wire to surreptitiously monitor the president. In the hectic days in May of 2017, after Trump fired James Comey as FBI director at the time, Rosenstein disputed the reporting. And even our effeminate one, Senator Lindsey Graham, called the 25th Amendment scheme a bureaucratic coup led by enemies of President Trump, of which he was one, but he doesn't seem to be anymore, but that's because he's lost his real daddy, and that was John McCain, in case you didn't know. He is the illegitimate son. I'm just teasing. Graham said he would subpoena McCabe and Rosenstein if that's what it takes to get to the bottom of this 25th Amendment claim. Now, on Thursday, DOJ issued a statement claiming that Rosenstein rejects McCabe's version of the events as inaccurate and factually incorrect. Now, here's a guy that's squared away and real calm and very professional, and also denied that Rosenstein ever approved wearing a wire to record Trump. The deputy attorney general never authorized any recording that Mr. McCabe references. As the deputy attorney general previously has stated, based on his personal dealings with the president, there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment, nor was the DAG, deputy attorney general, in a position to consider invoking the 25th Amendment. Now, meanwhile, McCabe has walked back some of his 60-minute statements. Oh, so soon. On Friday, a spokeswoman for the former deputy director said, certain statements made by Mr. McCabe in interviews associated with the release of his book have been taken out of context and misrepresented. I'm sure. To clarify, at no time did Mr. McCabe participate in any extended discussions about the use of the 25th Amendment, nor is he aware of any discussions. Well, yeah, I'd say that contradicts. Baker acknowledged during his testimony that he was not directly involved in the May 2017 discussions. Rather, McCabe and Page approached him following a meeting with Rosenstein in the days following former FBI Director James Comey's firing. And while I'm doing this, folks, keep in the back of your mind what we just said about the collusion and who and DOJ and the CIA, Clapper and the gang, all of this. Centered where? Oh, on the Clinton Foundation. Question, do you know what direction that went? They were talking about, I had the impression that the Deputy Attorney General had already discussed this with two members in the President's cabinet, and they were on board with this concept already, according to Baker. So there's Baker contradicting this already. So, question, do you know what direction that went? Was it Mr. Rosenstein seeking out members of the cabinet looking to pursue the 25th Amendment approach, or was it the other way around? Baker says, what I recall being said was that Deputy Attorney General had two members of the cabinet. So how they come to be had, I don't know. Following question, so he had two members, almost like he was taking the initiative and getting the members? Baker's response, that would be speculation on my part. Well, Baker also suggested that Lisa and Andy did not know the names of the cabinet officials who were on board with the 25th Amendment scheme, and Baker testified in October that the alleged discussions took place during an uncertain and anxious time at the FBI. Yeah, it's what happens when you turn the lights on in a cockroach-infested kitchen. Yeah, there's anxious and, yeah, chaos. They're scrambling. Question, did people tell you that the Deputy Attorney General was upset? Baker said yes. Did they tell you that he was making jokes? No. This was not a joking sort of time. This was pretty dark. It still is. And all of what you're seeing here, Steve, all of what you're seeing here, this James Comey and, you know, all the special counsel and all this other stuff, this is nothing but an ongoing stall. That's all that this is. Because I keep asking the question, okay, what about them damn emails? You know, I mean, bleaching servers and smashing phones and destroying hard drives. And why would anybody do anything like that if they weren't trying to hide their criminality? Oh, and then shut down the very criminal activity known as the Clinton Foundation. There are a little initiative there worth over $100 billion. Wow. I mean, don't believe your lying eyes.
Well, John, those emails still exist. The NSA stores all. They're a huge hard drive. They're NSA cloud in the sky. They had those emails. They're not. She may have destroyed the external hard drive, scrubbed them, destroyed them. The emails still exist. They are still there. They have them. We have to get those.
Well, and isn't it strange? Old Mr. Seth that got two bullets in the back. He was actually the one that turned over the information from the Democratic National Committee over to WikiLeaks.
Yes, yes, he was.
And we're not talking about that. And look at how much interference was run on the quote-unquote murder of Mr. Seth Rich that we've never heard anything more about. And there was real Washington cops that were investigating this as a murder, and they were told, this doesn't exist. Back off, and which they did. You know, when somebody threatens you, and I'm sure this is the way it went down, threatens you with your career, maybe your life, or maybe you won't have to go that far. We hear you don't get along that well with your wife. Maybe we'll just murder your wife along with your two kids. How would you like that? Or would you just prefer just to shut the hell up and walk away? How much more needed to be added to the Clinton body count? As I said before, there is no statute of limitations on two items, of which it wouldn't be a stretch to charge Hillary Clinton with both of them, murder and treason.
Right.
Take your pick. There's no 7 years and, oops, time elapsed. Initially, that's what I thought this might be. Are they stalling the criminal investigation to allow time? And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You commit a murder. If you committed a murder when you're 20 years old, if they catch you when you're 89, guess what? You have charges preferred against you, and they move ahead with a murder case. Treason, same thing. So you look at the players, everybody that's involved in this ludicrous going after Donald Trump, and I said this many times, if they had any proof of anything on Donald Trump, it would have already come out. They've had how many years to work on this? And there's nothing there. As you like to say, a big fat nothing burger. Nothing.
Yep, nothing there. And they cost them, what are they at, a total of like $40 million right now?
Yeah, but remember that asset forfeiture kind of, I wonder how much can be recovered from the Clinton Foundation. We might be able to build a wall on the northern border, on the southern border, all the way up California's border, because this guy, California governor, I was dead serious when I said this Friday. If the media keeps ignoring this, and they keep ignoring the people holding up pictures of their dead children or loved ones that were killed by criminals, illegal aliens. I can't tell you how many videos I've seen. I almost got killed by a couple of illegals one day when I was on a motorcycle. I chased these two guys down in a pickup truck, and then I realized neither one of them spoke English, but I think they got the tone of my voice and my body language. You've ever seen a Mexican turn white?
No.
It was fun to watch. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to call in. There were a couple pretty good interviews over the weekend, and in fact, on RBN, and Steve did one with Chuck Carlson yesterday with We Hold These Truths, mm-hmm. His website, and learned some kind of a refresher because I hadn't heard Chuck in a while. But Steve, what was your basic take on what you discussed with Chuck about the Christian Zionism and different issues in history where some things have been manipulated?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't realize it was as big as it was. He had mentioned 70 million followers, Christian Zionists. Not necessarily Christian Zionists per se, but people who follow Christian Zionism in a belief that Israel can do no wrong and very supportive of Israel. I had a real problem with that. And he's fighting a battle here. This is a big issue here. And I think John even had an article today on the website there talking about the Jewish lobby being the most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. We have quite a fight on our hands here. because they're going with the Scofield Reference Bible, which I had no knowledge of. That was new information for me. And to find out this is the Bible that basically condones everything that Israel's doing right now and basically pursuing all the things they want that they're due because God said, you are due these things, take them. Palestine will disappear probably in 5 to 10 years, my theory. It will disappear. There's just a little strip left anyway now that if you look at the map of 1948 when Israel was created, Palestine is basically non-existent right now. It's a tent city. I was moved by the video that's on his website. I was actually brought to tears twice listening to that, watching the video, mm-hmm. and understanding. And I talked to Chuck just the other day again about this. We have a school shooting here. We just had another one in Aurora at a warehouse here, but we have school shootings. And what's the first thing they do is send a bunch of counselors and all these people for therapy because the young minds of the children, they're traumatized. Well, these people, these kids live this stuff every damn day. If you watch the video and you see the carnage and the rubble and the houses, they're just pummeled, and the dead bodies and the refrigerators. This is something they live with every day. And for some reason, mainstream media just skips over this. They don't give a damn about any of this stuff. I give a damn about this. So I was very moved. I'm going to have Chuck back on again. He's a sharp guy. We got more territory to talk about this. But we are really fighting a battle here because the Jewish lobby is that strong, that powerful.
That was my take on it, too. And a couple of things that really jumped out at me was the fact that Republican Party does actively cultivate, you know, this group. And again, I think a lot of these Christians are great people, but they don't really realize what they've signed on to and that Israel can do no wrong. So that was one take I had. And the other one was really good.
Wayne, let me interject this. For those Christian Zionists out there that don't believe or they believe that somehow that their Christian beliefs in God and Jesus Christ has to go through Israel, that somehow that this is inextricably tied and that's the way it is. And all I do is I point them to Jews in this country that look at this whole mess and go, wait a minute, we're Torah-believing Jews. We know what happened. And you know what? We're not down with Israel because this was God's word to us. There was a little thing called the Diaspora. The Jews were spread to the four corners. They are not to have their own land until their Messiah comes. Now, they rejected Jesus Christ. That's not the Messiah. So how do you have Judeo-Christendom when there's no Jesus on the Judeo side? But having said that, it's even worse. Israel is the least religious country on the face of this planet. I don't know if people realize this or not. And my contention about Jews is that most of them are socialist or tending towards communist, whatever. But you just look at this, and it's like, holy mackerel. Send them to Nutricarty, nkusa.org. Let the Jews speak for the Jews. Forget the little white Christian boy sitting over there in the corner. Go to the Jews. Let them tell you about Israel that it shouldn't be. Let them tell you about Palestine. Let them speak the words that we're not allowed to because, well, if we're a white Christian guy, we say stuff like, well, you're just an anti-Semite. What?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's definitely right, John. And the point I was going to make, too, was a lot of folks sometimes get down on Trump a little bit. And, you know, I do, too, even though I've been a backer. But I think the one thing Trump does is he knows his history. And he knows if he has to be very, very careful in certain circles like the Fed, CIA, and other military industrial complex, because that's quite likely what took Kennedy out when he tried to buck the system and jumped head first into it. So I think, you know, again, who knows for sure, but again, Trump knows history, and I think he's definitely taking his time and, you know, doing what he needs to do to slowly maybe break down, you know, some of the system that's, you know, we're in company, you know, that's we're confronting right now. But I thought it was a great interview, Steve, and that was you know, very informative. So,
I have a question for you, Wayne. I have a question for you. I talked to Chuck again, And I asked him the question, you know, you see on TV all these televangelists, these big stadium televangelists. You got Pat Robertson, you got Joel Osteen out there in Texas. And I said, what side of the fence are these guys on? He says they are on the side of Christian Zionism. So we're talking about a lot of people here with a lot of money, a lot of power here. And I did not understand until the show was over, actually begin the show there talking to Chuck, that the evangelical and the Christian Zionism, they're actually synonymous. They're the same. I did not know that. So, like I said, this is it's huge. And I was hoping that maybe possibly that people will contact Chuck and actually start chapters in their own states, because I worked with a group out in Santa Rosa, California, for Palestine rights. And I'm just hoping that this can actually take to other states and people get more involved. And people, there's a lot of, let's just say there's no knowledge there what's really going on, because the mainstream media is suppressing all this. You know, they're very much siding with Israel on everything. And, the people are powerless. And if you see the real conditions there, and that video he has shows the true conditions of these people, how they're living day in and day out. It's very sad, very sad.
And the thing is, Steve, is that, you know, for years, and, pastors were not allowed to, go into politics with their sermons and all that, you know, because of the IRS stuff. And and Trump has given them the green light now. That's what's really quite frustrating and also surprising, that more of these pastors aren't coming out saying, hey, I got the green light. Let me let it fly in on some of these issues. But they just will not come out and go up against public policy, which right now is transgenderism, the relativism in the school, some of the nonsense like those new education programs. They just won't come out and do it. They will not want to upset the apple cart. And
that was one of the questions I actually posed to Chuck, is, you know, they've taken it off the table now, and the 501c3. You can talk about politics from the church, and they're still not. And it's something is suppressing that, Wayne. I don't know what's going on. Who is suppressing these people? You have free speech now, and they'll say what you want to say, and they're not speaking up. Somebody is suppressing that. I have no clue. I assume where it's coming from, but I can't prove it. But it's still being suppressed. Even though they say you can talk, you cannot talk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, hey, one other quick thing, too, John, if I could. The other interview I thought was real good, and I think you've had him on your show before, maybe bring him back, is that Patrick Wood from Technocracy News.
Yeah.
He was on with Deanne on Saturday, and again, very informative, and he has a very good insight as to what we're confronting here. And he kind of confirmed something I've been thinking about, this alleged news we see, is that it seems like it's on like a never-ending loop. For 1 week, it's all about racism, like this Smollett character. Next week, it goes into illegal immigration. Another week, it goes into white boy crisis, and, you know, like the Covington boys, and then it goes back to the international news and stuff like that. And so he says, yeah, it's all programmed really for a reason, just to keep us distracted and at each other's throats. And and really, he says, getting angry is almost like a narcotic to us, you know, because we get angry, we feel better. We want to get out of our system, and so it's kind of like a psychological type of warfare against us.
Yeah, it's letting off steam is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and it gets very like a narcotic after a while. So, but again, he also brought out this, the Agenda 2030, and, you know, the some of these elements about, you know, the smart cities coming, the total surveillance society, and that technocrats will eventually replace all the elected, you know, officials we have, and all means of production will be controlled by the state, which is basically communism. And I'm sure that China is the model right now. But it might be worth, again, maybe having a refresher with them coming back on again.
That sounds like a good idea. All right. Hey, appreciate your call, Wayne.
Thanks.
All right, sir.
Thanks, Wayne.
There is a story that I know that I'd sent over, and I'm trying to find this doggone thing. What is it? It's about the Houston thing where the – where's that at? You lie, you die. How many stories now? Wouldn't it be easier for him to go from the bottom up? Okay, right where? 5 from there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, there we go. Yeah, I am amazed. We called this. The ex-chief of police down here in Austin is now the chief of police in Houston. And I smelled a rat when this couple was killed in their own home. They shot the dog, shot them. And, you know, everything is on the up and up. You know, we're real sorry. Well, Matagoras over the Free Thought Project, he felt the same that I did, smelled a rat. I'm going to go through this because there are many of these supposed hate crimes and graffiti and all these hateful people. Steve, have you heard anybody taking cars and driving them down city park streets or sidewalks or down the French streets or whatever, mowing people down? That seemed to have stopped. Why? Why? I mean, all this anger and hate, and oh my God, somebody's using a car or a truck as a murder weapon. Oh, bad. Well, the botched drug raid last month shook the nation as a couple was killed by police in their own home and 4 officers shot. Now, after controversy and rumors have swarmed, the Houston Police Department has admitted that the entire raid was based on the lies of one of their own. The Free Thought Project reported last week one of the officers involved in the raid was suspended, and the department refused to elaborate as to why. Well, now we know. This criminal cop lied on a sworn affidavit that led to a raid in which 2 innocent people were murdered by Houston police officers. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo said Friday, "This is totally unacceptable. I told my police department that if you lie, you die." I don't know exactly what he means by that. It sounds like a terroristic threat. I got to look into that. "When you lie on an affidavit, that's not sloppy police work. That's a crime. I don't know where 'if you lie, you die' comes in on that, but that's what he said. The case against the case agent obtained a search warrant to conduct the no-knock raid on January 28 after he swore a confidential informant bought heroin at the home the night before. He said the informant told him he saw a 9mm handgun and a large amount of heroin in the house. Turns out there never was a drug buy at the house or an informant who saw a large amount of heroin and weapons. When detectives from the Houston Police Department Special Investigations Unit interviewed the veteran case agent at the hospital, they asked for the name of his informant. Well, the officer wasn't able to talk, but he wrote down the name of an informant he said bought the heroin. Investigators then interviewed that informant, who told them he wasn't involved in any drug buy on Harding Street. He also said the case agent sometimes paid him for work he didn't even do, according to the affidavit. Now, I want to cover more on this on the other side, because case cracked in less than a month, folks. This is pandemic across the United States to make cases, put drugs on people, put weapons on them, claiming that it looked like he was going for a gun, so in order to protect myself, I had to shoot to kill. Folks, it's okay for the cops to lie to you. That's actually legal. But try lying to a cop, that's a criminal offense. And by the way, during the course of your little roadside interview or questioning, he may pull out a 9mm and end your life. For its continuum.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.